Pirates and Tigers wrapping up their brief two-game series at Comerica. We pick it up top two. The Pirates down 2-1. Man aboard for Sean Rodriguez.
Sean Rodriguez, right-handed batter, waiting the 3-1. Swinging a line drive to right center. That's going to get the run home. Chasing it down is Romine. Rounding first and holding is Rodriguez. Around third and scoring Polanco. We're tied at two here in the second. Some good swings early for the Pirates.
Ball up in the zone.
Oh, fly ball right field. Way back in right and gone.
Aye, 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 aye.
Three quarters of the way up the grandstands in right. An absolute no doubter off the bat of Josh Bell. His 20th gives the Pirates a 4-2 lead.
We don't see many there. That was right under the Comerica Bank sign. I say five rows from being up in the back row. We do not see many of those.
Now the 3-1. Swinging line drive into left center. That's going to score two. Stewart in, Marte right behind him. Down to second goes Frazier. Second double of the day is a two-run double. 6-3 Pirates in the fourth. The 2-2. Strike on the outside corner. That was close enough for Laz Diaz. Sixth strikeout for Garrett Cole. And all of a sudden, Garrett Cole is rolling.
Yeah, he's rolling. That pitch looked to me like it was off the plate, but he got the call.
In the Pirates bullpen, swinging a miss. 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Maybe the last pitch of the day for Cole, and he just blew it by Andrew Romine.
Anybody that except Cole, he's been too good.
The 1-1. Swinging a fly ball, left field deep. Upton going back at the fence. He's going to run out of room. It's gone, a home run. Sean Rodriguez with his second home run with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Just picked up a few days ago.
Boy, they're glad
7-3 Pirates.
After trailing 7-3 in the late innings, the Tigers did bring the tie run to the plate in the bottom of the ninth, but pinch hitter John Hicks struck out as the Tigers settled for a 7-5 loss to the Padres on Thursday. Here is Detroit skipper Brad Ausmus.
I thought we'd get to Cole early the way it started out, but it was kind of the reverse. Cole settled in, and they got to Verhagen.
As far as that goes, Miggy got things going early, went through that stop sign. How much energy did that give the team when he scored that run at that point in the ballgame?
Well, I mean, it's still early in the ballgame, but anytime the opposing team scores and you can come back and score again in the next half inning or even take the lead in the next half inning, that's usually pretty good.
What adjustment did you see Cole make? Because he got three in the first three and then nothing the rest of the game on him.
He's a good pitcher. He doesn't give up many runs anyway, but he's got good stuff. He's got good stuff against right-handed hitters. We're a predominantly right-handed lineup. He's got a good slider, good movement on the fastball. And he kind of, like I said, after the third inning, kind of settled in, threw more strikes.
And where did Verhagen struggle, or why was he not able to get on track at all here?
He seemed to be flat today. He's usually getting ground balls. He wasn't getting ground balls. Tells me the sinker was probably a little bit flat and that the curveball didn't have its good downward action.
What about that at-bat in the ninth between Victor and Rivero? Looked like he was going to hit him with a fastball and then came in hard and then Victor got him back with it.
Yeah, it was a big hit at the time. It really, quite frankly, against Nicasio and Rivero, we stung the ball. Miggy crushed the ball in the right center and Marte runs it down. Even the line drive, McCann, short hop, second baseman, we hit the ball very well.
What do you see as kind of the plight for Verhagen? I mean, he's only made a couple starts, but what jumps out at you?
I still think, and I've said this before, I think he's really profiles as a reliever more as a starter. I think he's a guy that can get ground balls. He throws 95. He's got movement. He's got a real good curveball when he's throwing strikes with it. So right now he's in the rotation. He pitched pretty well for us out of the bullpen a couple of years ago before he got hurt.
In that seventh inning situation, it's, I believe, a three-run game. Do you think maybe Jimenez instead of Mojica and just maybe to see get Joe more situated? Time in that type of situation, or
no, Mojica's, you know, it's a three-run game at the time. Mojica's a veteran guy. We got to kind of keep it there. So, Edwards is the guy I went to.
I know, like fans will say, like, hey, you know, why not get these guys reps? But I mean, in actuality, you're paid to win baseball games, right?
Yeah, so we're still trying to win baseball games, and Joe's going to get his opportunities. He struggled a little bit since he's been here, but for me, I got to keep the ball. I got to try and keep the game at three runs because we got to score at least three to get back into the game.
The Tigers look to bounce back on Friday as they continue their homestand through the weekend as the Minnesota Twins come to town.